Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Now, we all know the IPO market is tricky at the moment. There's lots of uncertainty around. But even before the current crisis, the availability of lots of private equity capital meant companies had lots of funding options other than going public. There's no doubt, I think, that IPOs are a good thing. They open up access to vast pools of money. And in many ways, they give founders more control over the company's destiny. So what needs to happen to encourage more IPOs here in Ireland? Daryl Byrne is Chief Executive of Euronext Dublin and joins me on the line now. Morning, Daryl.
Good morning, Gavin. Thanks very much for having me on your show.
We're speaking in the context of a pre-budget submission from you guys, and you're calling essentially for reduced capital gains tax for company founders who sell shares in the context of an IPO. Why do you think this is a good idea?
Okay, well, I mean, with the equity markets ecosystem, we've been working on a whole bunch of initiatives that we think will be impactful in making public equity markets in Ireland more attractive and accessible for Irish companies, and with a particular focus on supporting the fundraising and the growth ambitions of smaller companies. So tax incentives have been identified as a key contributing factor that's allowed some European countries, such as Italy and Sweden, to increase listings on their markets for smaller companies. So in our pre-budget submission, we proposed a couple of tax incentives which we believe would support listing and IPOs on public markets. So one is, as you mentioned, the introduction of tax incentives for founders of companies that IPO, so that an IPO can create an opportunity for founders to sell some of their shares at the time of the IPO or at a later date.
Yeah.
And having appropriate tax incentives to allow founders and their management teams to sell part of their holdings, we think could help boost IPOs. So a measure such as reducing capital gains tax for entrepreneurs in the context of an IPO or in staged elements in the subsequent years, we think would be beneficial and an important decision factor for founders of companies, whether looking at IPO or trade sale or other forms of financing.
Well, there's two elements from that, Daryl, I want to pick up on.
Sure.
First of all, I mean, politically, it's kind of difficult, isn't it? I mean, it's basically just a giveaway for rich people, really.
No, I think, I mean, when you look at it and, you know, the returns that for the economy. So, you know, when you look at Irish listed companies and their impact in terms of contributing to economic growth, but also contributing to employment. And then I suppose, you know, one of the objectives that we have is we want Irish based companies to remain Irish and controlled in Ireland as long as possible. So I think, you know, there's a lot of kind of broader benefits from this.
Yeah, now certainly, I mean, we have seen a lot of companies, and it's very hard to turn down a big check when it comes along, but we have seen a lot of companies kind of sell themselves to foreign buyers, and good for them. But I do agree, it probably would be nice to see them remain Irish controlled for a bit longer. But the other thing you said there is about, you know, that this creates an additional incentive, and that we hear so much about entrepreneurs, you know, that they were sort of born to be business people and they have this real drive in them to create big businesses, etc., etc. Do tax incentives really make a difference to these people who we hear are so driven?
I think tax incentives are one thing in the mix. So by themselves, you know, they're one element. So I think what we've been doing is, in terms of working with the ecosystem, is looking at, okay, you know, what types of initiatives can really make a meaningful difference here in terms of increasing the numbers of companies that are coming to the market and using public equity markets to fund their growth, because it's a long permanent source of capital for companies. So tax measures are one. Other things that we're looking at, you know, we've got our IPO ready program, and also then, you know, other types of incentives for companies and their founders. So, you know, whether it's setting up a cornerstone investment fund so that when a company does IPO, there's a fund there that takes a stake in that company.
I alluded to this at the top of this item about the whole issue of low interest rates, and I wanted to get your take on it. Is it the case that low interest rates have led to fewer IPOs because so much cash has been put into private equity funds?
I think that that's an element of it. And I think what we're seeing now in the environment that we're in with rising interest rates, I mean, that's a factor that could encourage companies to look at public markets to fund their growth ambitions. The permanent equity capital that a stock market listing provides, you know, is attractive, and especially as debt servicing costs increase. And that's why I think, you know, at this time, it's important for Euronext to be running programs like IPO Ready, so that when companies are in a better position to raise equity capital through public markets when market conditions become more favourable, you know, that they're armed to do that.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's that one of the big issues, of course, with doing the IPO is the that it's more expensive than going down the private equity route. And obviously, there's a lot of requirements in terms of transparency, etc. All of this costs money. And I suppose that's why you guys are coming forward with this proposal on tax breaks to try and reduce some of the costs. Now, you yourselves in Euronext Dublin, I mean, you've seen a fair few companies leave the exchange over the last few years. I'm thinking, say, of I&M, C&C, Total Produce, Arista. Is that all part of this broader trend that we've just been talking about where maybe IPOs are out of favour because of cheaper capital elsewhere?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's an element of it. And then, I mean, there's the normal kind of ebbs and flows of markets. And we see this across, you know, across all markets that, you know, new companies join the market and then equally companies leave the market for various reasons. I think, you know, when you look at last year, 2021, it was a bumper year for IPO activity. Euronext, it's the leading listing venue in Europe. Last year, in terms of IPOs, we had 212 IPOs across the group. 2022 is a different story. When you look at a combination of factors, you know, energy crisis, hyperinflation, the Russia-Ukraine war, that's all contributed, I think, to a significant reduction in IPO activity. And what we're seeing globally is that many companies that had planned to IPO in 2022 have postponed, and they're really just waiting for more certainty and more favorable conditions to return. This year, we've had 57 new listings on Euronext markets, and that compares to 144 in the same period last year. So I think, you know, when we look at this time, we're working on a number of initiatives to help companies that have IPO on their radar so that, you know, when the time comes, they're in a position, if they're ready to list and market conditions have improved, that, you know, we have them in as good position as possible. So a couple of the things that we've done, we've simplified our growth market rules, I think, which is important because it makes it easier for smaller companies to join our market. And then second of all, we've just launched our next IPO Ready program to help the executives of companies prepare for a range of fundraising options, including IPO.
Very briefly, what's the pipeline for you, given everything you've just mentioned in this uncertain market? Should we be expecting new IPOs on Euronext Dublin either this year or next year?
It's going to depend on market conditions. I think, you know, there's a lot of very good Irish companies and an IPO would work very well for them. Market conditions, you know, just aren't conducive to IPOs at the moment. But I think when things turn around and the window opens up, I think we've got a bunch of companies that would be very suitable candidates for IPO Ready, and we're certainly going to work with them to do everything we can to get them in as good a position as possible for that.
We leave it there, Daryl. Thanks very much for that. That's Daryl Byrne, Chief Executive of Euronext Dublin.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.